here at the 2019 NAFQ Annual Conference, the 52nd annual conference. My gosh, how time flies when you're having
time
fun, right?
Time does fly, yes. And I am having fun.
You are. Yeah, we are in the final day of the conference, and look who is in the studio lounge. Jeannie Cusey from Jetstream Federal Credit Union and the current NAFQ board chair. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah. I always enjoy having you here and chatting it up a little bit because you do some phenomenal things in this industry, not only just for the industry, but just for people in general. I mean, I keep thinking back to the hurricane and what you guys did for the folks in Puerto Rico and in your area. It's just phenomenal. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about here is kind of gaining that trust. You wrote an op-ed recently on people gaining trust in credit unions based on just what they're doing in their communities, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, starting with the financial crisis in 2008, members' trust in banks plummeted. And they really turned to credit unions to get them through. Mm-hmm. And we delivered. And it wasn't the first time we've helped our members out in hard times. It won't be the last time.
Got that right.
But, you know, that's why credit unions continue to thrive. Mm-hmm. And you look at the last couple years, we had a lot of natural disasters across the country. Mm-hmm. Texas was hard hit. And Jetstream was very hard hit by the hurricanes in 2017.
Yes.
Yeah, we had Irma in Florida, and we had Maria in Puerto Rico. And we were there for our members. We had close to 500 people where we extended their loan terms for 90 days.
Wow.
No penalty.
That's huge.
Yeah, we reversed all of our fees. 90 days. We reversed all of our fees. And we rolled out loans, interest-free loans for the first 60 days to help, especially our business members. A lot of them were food-based businesses, and they lost their entire inventories because there was no electricity. So we helped them, build their inventories back so that they could get back up and running.
Right.
And the same with the government shutdown. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
And the banks just were not there. I mean, they were very slow to respond, and they really didn't respond until they had some pushback from the media because of all the things that credit unions were doing.
I remember that.
Jetstream, again, another good example. We have a lot of FAA and TSA members. That was our original core SEG. And we rolled out a $5,000 unsecured loan, no interest, no payments for the first 60 days. Yeah, no credit check. And if they wanted to keep the loan, once the government was up and running, we allowed them to do that. We extended the payments over 24 months at 8.99, which is a very low rate for an unsecured, no credit check type loan.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
Yeah. So our members appreciate it. And it's those types of things. That's why we have today in the country 117 million credit union members.
We were talking before the recording. It's like last month you did something, it was 116. Now this month it's 117. So let's keep that roll. Let's keep the momentum going here.
Yeah, one out of every three Americans.
That's amazing.
It is.
That's amazing.
It is.
And it's getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
And take me behind, I don't want to say behind closed doors, but in the boardroom or in the, when you guys are making decisions like this, when the hurricanes hit and how you guys helped out Puerto Rico and the government shut down, when you guys meet and they say, what's the decision process like? What you do is it an instantaneous type thing? Obviously this is the credit union wheelhouse. Okay, we got to help somehow. Okay, what do we do? What is that process like?
That's really it, and it's not a question of are we going to do something? You know, what is it? We do have the framework of the government furlough because we know of the furlough loan or the natural disaster because we know they're going to occur. So it's just a process of reviewing the existing framework. And is that enough to meet the current needs?
Yeah.
For instance, this most recent government shutdown, we increased our furlough loan from $2,000 to $5,000 because it just made sense.
Right.
Maybe next
time
we might need to be more.
Right.
Depending on what's going on,
and
then we really just who's going to handle what, so that we can just go and have it ready and make sure that all the employees know, make sure the message gets out to the member via all the different communication channels we have, and just make sure that we're meeting their needs and that we're quick and responsive.
Yeah, because I think a lot of organizations don't have something like this kind of built into their structure. It's not a baked-in plan, so to speak. And but you guys, and I think probably credit unions in general, mm-hmm. have this type of stuff at the ready, you know, in case yeah. something happens, like the fires in San Diego, mm-hmm. and obviously, mm-hmm. I mean, not San Diego, but Southern and California, mm-hmm. the hurricanes and the government mm-hmm. shutdown, et cetera. It goes on and on. Mm-hmm. But credit unions are, it's almost like they're the first responders. I mean,
it is.
Financially, they're the first mm-hmm. responders, you know?
Well, that's so true. We heard from so many members, and some people were, you know, almost in tears because there was so much stress, mm-hmm. You know, in both the natural disasters and the government shutdown happening at Christmas time
and
everything. I know,
it's like, what?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But there were people that said, I was on hold for Wells Fargo for 20 minutes, and there wasn't anything they could do for me.
Goodness.
And it was kind of, well, call us back if you can't make the payment, mm-hmm. nothing up front, like you said,
right.
it was, we did hear a lot of that. So,
very cool.
And it's not just Jetstream, of course,
but
really credit unions across the board.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the media acknowledged that, and the chairwoman of the Financial Services Committee, Representative Maxine Waters, mm-hmm. also, acknowledged and thanked credit unions for being such good partners.
Yeah, it's great that mm-hmm. that message gets to them, and then they can spread it as well. So it just adds that much more coolness to it.
I agree.
I want to talk about your board chair experience mm-hmm. so far. It's been what, a year now?
It's been,
or something?
Exactly. 1 year, Mike, you're on it.
Whoa. So how has that experience been? Because mm-hmm. we have this picture here of you mm. in the White House, meeting mm-hmm. at the table with the president, with some other members of the board as well. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty impressive. I'm going to show this.
It was an amazing experience.
Here we are right there, and there's Jeannie mm-hmm. right there. Look at that. So
that's
tell me a little bit about that experience. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing to
do. Yeah, well, I was going into a board meeting on Thursday. We have them at lunch, and I was walking out of my office. My phone rang. I saw it said NAFQ, so I stepped back, picked it up. It was Carrie Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked, can you be in Washington, D.C. on Monday to meet with the president in the West Wing? Yeah, I was dumbfounded.
Like, what?
And I said, yes. And she said, do you need to check your schedule? And I said, no. I was just shocked. And I even thought, did she say what I thought she said?
Yeah, yeah.
And sure enough, we met with the president in the West Wing. As you mm-hmm. can see, it was really an intimate meeting.
Yeah.
He came in. He wanted to know who we were, where were our credit unions, who did we serve.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he definitely expressed his support of credit unions and his support of, you know, helping us with mm-hmm. minimizing regulation so that, you know, we could get back to our real work, you know, helping our members and really, you know, leading them down the path to financial prosperity.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's what we're all about.
Yeah, I think no matter what political aisle you are, wherever your political affiliation mm-hmm. is, this experience, though, has just got to be, you know, the most amazing
it really
thing
was
to go
it
in there
was.
And mm-hmm. meet with all those folks and the president sitting right there across the table from you
it was
even
surreal
better
for
to like speak your mind basically have a voice for credit unions
definitely.
You know, our nation's leader, so it's
really,
pretty cool.
Yeah, General Kelly was in there and Gary Cohn was mm-hmm, in there
mm-hmm.
and yes, absolutely, it was the honor of a lifetime. I have, and it was in the Roosevelt Room in the West Wing and we went through all the security process and once you're through that, you receive an email that tells you you've passed security, and it says, we look forward to seeing you, the White House. And it definitely was one to, I don't even think it made it to my bucket list, but certainly to be able to relay that opportunity
was very exciting. Oh, that's so
mm-hmm.
cool. So how has it been? I mean, obviously, lots of responsibilities, lots mm-hmm. of trips to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about that last year when you first became board chair. So how has this whole process, were there goals that you needed to meet, and have you met them, and or things in process, that type of stuff, working for you know, your NAFQ position?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly been, being on the board, I would encourage any CEO that cares about their industry to think about serving on the NAFQ board. I've testified in front of Congress.
Wow.
I went to Obama's inauguration.
Wow.
Represented NAFQ at the DNC. And of course, the meeting at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, you meet so many great people. And I've really strengthened my network and my friendships across the board. And NAFQ is just, I really have trouble struggling to find the right words, because NAFQ is such an exceptional organization, and NAFQ continues to thrive. One of our biggest decisions over the last couple years was whether we included state charters, and I was definitely 100% for that early on, and it's been a huge success allowing the state chartered credit unions. We now serve over 25% of the assets of state chartered credit unions, and that's come about tripled in the last couple years. And we're adding new members every week. The association is strong financially, and I think that's very important. You know, every dollar we spend is a dollar from our members,
and
we're very prudent. We take that very seriously. We're lean.
Indeed.
And NAFQ will be here for the long term to serve the industry. And the NAFQ staff, they just continue to excel and amaze. You know them.
Oh, yeah.
They're incredible.
Great people.
Yeah, they really are. And it's just their laser sharp focus on advocacy, education, and compliance.
Indeed.
And really, that team can't be beat.
Yep, so. I agree. Yeah, great people.
Dan,
super sharp people.
Yeah, led by CEO Dan Berger.
Yep.
So really have to give him the majority of the credit there, although he'll never take it. You heard it here.
Well, that's the beauty of this industry. We're such a humble lot, you know.
But
we let our actions speak for themselves for sure.
That's true.
I want to wrap up with the conference.
Sure.
Obviously you've been well entrenched in the conference, and going to all the sessions and keynotes and all that type of stuff. Are there any takeaways that you want to? Why would I ask that question? What takeaways are you going to take back to Jetstream?
You know, I found the keynotes excellent, and the board panels. It's funny, you know, I did jot down just a few different notes, mainly related to the growth strategies and some cybersecurity. I think those were the two biggest things.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the presentation on the dark web that we
heard. Ooh, yeah, that is some...
It was fascinating.
And scary at the same time.
Exactly.
What's out there.
Exactly. But sometimes... but definitely, I liked... There were a couple different panels on expansion and growth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I took the most notes.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what you alluded to many times in the conversation. We're growing, so we need to be educated on how to manage that growth.
Exactly.
So, and we're doing a darn fine job.
We are.
Like. Yeah. High five. Yeah, Jeannie. All right. Great message to end on. Everybody, Jeannie Cousy from Jetstream Federal Credit Union and NAFQ Board Chair. Thank you so much for
hanging
out.
Mike.
Appreciate it always.